Hi, Jacqueline.
Sorry, I totally missed that there. I was trying to turn the music down at the same time.
Hey, okay. Just for today's
Yeah.
project, we were
Right, so I thought that you were going to be altering certain parts of the contract.
What was that, sorry?
Were you not altering like certain parts of the contract?
Yeah, sorry, just before we begin, would you be able to confirm your database and postcode just for data protection?
Yeah, 28584. This is Francesca, isn't
Sorry,
it?
I've got to do that at the start of
Right,
the
I
phone
right.
just to double check. regarding the contract, so what did you say was wrong with them? So the
There was just certain parts, like I was trying to read it, obviously, and there were certain parts that obviously grabbed my attention, like the depot and thing. I've never changed my name or anything, like my names are legal, it's just I've never used one of them. And obviously the reason that needs to be known is because when I was born, that was my birth name. That is on my birth certificate. It's just my mum threw another name on me when I was growing up, and that just happened to stick. But when it comes to legal things like your bank account, getting paid, all that stuff, that name needs to be known because all my banks are in it. So, well, it doesn't in the sense because I can prove who I am, but because of who you are and what you're doing, it's obviously going to be needed.
Yes, so on your birth certificate, which name is on the birth certificate?
Queen.
Jacqueline Queen, and then on all of your bank statements and everything like that is Jacqueline McCaid.
Nope, my bank statements are also in the same name, Queen.
Okay, so with the name McCaid, is that just something that you're known as while in care?
Yeah, basically, yeah. It's my
Okay.
mother's name, and my dad left really early. And she basically just, I think, out of spite, just put that name on us. But my name was always my father's. And it wasn't until late 2015 when I started to change my name, but obviously it was causing me more hassle because my doctors and everything was in my mum's name. So I ended up just leaving it. But when it comes to my passport, my driver's license, my bank accounts, that is all in my biological name.
Okay,
But
so I'll change.
going through the system, I was never known as that name. I mean, I was never known as that name until I got when I done my first legal name change for my license in 2015, and that's when that name kind of did become known, because it was never known before that.
Okay, so here's what I'll do. So I'll change that section now and I'll send them back over. We'll see now if that has
See, when I sent
updated.
that back to you, it was like I think there was still two signatures pending, but for some reason I wasn't able to locate them. And then there was another part that said where I was to print my name and my date of birth, it wasn't letting me do it. So basically everything that I've signed was that was the part that was letting me.
Okay, so I've changed it now to Jacqueline Queen, and then I've put on the other section now when you were in care that you were also known as Jacqueline McCaid. And then it
Well, I
should.
was known as, yeah, I mean, all through the system, that's all I was known as, was McQuaid. They never knew. But you know, the only other name that came into play was McConville, and that was because that's what my mother was brought up as. It's crazy, I know there's so many aliases in my family. My family is that I've got quite a big family. But just me, myself, going through the system the way I did. It was always McQuaid, it was never Queen. The only reason Queen came into it, came into the loop was because when I got my first full-time job while I was in the system, I think I was like I was working doing part-time things, but this was like my first full-time, you know, placement. And in order for me to get my wages, I had to open up a bank account. And to open up that bank account, I needed my birth lines, and my birth lines were in Queen, and that's how it came about. So obviously a lot of these places, these organisations and things like that, they do want your birth lines, or they do want a photographic ID, which is usually your licence or your passport. And that's why this name keeps popping up a lot, because every time they need something like this, I've got to explain why it's in Queen, and that's just because it's biological. But I do go by my everyday life as McQuaid.
Okay, so as I'll do, so
Everything's in the place, so.
I'll take that off the contracts now. So as I look, so the part where it says that you'll provide the supporting documents
Yeah.
have it's got a cross in it, but when you sign them, I'll get it changed on our end, and I'll write a
Right.
note on your file to clear everything up. So when they're looking for records, that it'll it'll be with both names. So
Right,
I'll send them
okay.
over to you. Was there any other issues with the contracts, or was it just the name thing?
Yeah, that's all. There was, I mean, at the time I noticed a couple of things, but I think it was just that. I mean, as long as we're say about the 20%, even with the conditional fees, everything included, it's 20%.
It's
But there was
capped,
a part
yeah.
that it was a part that said that yous don't rely on the government, or yous don't rely on some sort of a scheme anyway to pay yous.
Yeah,
So
so with the option
obviously
for
that falls
application,
onto.
so you can apply, so you can get a solicitor who operates underneath the Scottish Government Legal Fees Scheme, and then they're paid by the government for helping you, whether you're successful or not.
Is this the place where the government pay these people £2,000 or?
Yeah, so but we don't operate under that one, so we're private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, so we're not paid by the government.
Right, well, that's even better for me then.
Right, okay, so I've changed all that over now, so I'll send the contract to you again. It will have a cross in there for the providing supporting documents, but don't worry, because I'll get that changed on my end.
Right, okay, that's perfect then.
And then
So
that
as soon
should
as we receive these ones back, that's when you can pretty much take action then once I've.
Yeah, so as soon as you sign these now, I can get it sent to redress, and then we'll wait for their acknowledgement and your application number, and then as soon as we have that, then we start working on gathering all your records and everything, and then we'll be in further contact then for about the witness statement with yourself as well.
Right, I've just got a quick question as well, because
Yeah.
I've got a friend who just got his 10 grand payout for.